This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight. I know that there are some people that are having football hangovers. Kate Delaney, I'm here to make you feel better. So we do this thing called We Can Count coming up this week. We'll do it on Wednesday into Thursday. Nobody nailed the score of the Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys game. It was edge of your seat. Exciting. Packers won, beating the Cowboys 34-31. 34-31. Aaron Rodgers, phenomenal. Throwing for over 350 yards. The Cowboys equally as phenomenal, digging back after being behind. And it was almost sad that they had to have a loser, right? I guess. I know there's cheeseheads listening and they're like, woohoo, unbelievable. It's an unbelievable season. They just reeled off win after win after win after win. How far does this guy go? Maybe Superman, Aaron Rodgers, wins the Super Bowl. But now they move on to their next challenge. And the next challenge, of course, is going to be interesting. It's going to be the Falcons. It's the Falcons and the Packers in the NFC Championship game. Quickly, I'll just throw the other winners out there for everybody listening that has a little bit of a sports bent. And Falcons beat the Seahawks. The Patriots, of course, won. They beat the Texans 34-16. And the Steelers in another tight game on Sunday night beat the Chiefs 18-16. In Washington, D.C., speaking of tight, it's tighter than a drum. And the reason why is because preparations are on for the inauguration. And that means that they're doing all of what happens in Washington, shutting down streets and getting the tickets ready, preparing for, you know, I mean, the scaffolding's up, the Secret Service is up, they do this training, everything's just in massive high gear because you have all these people descending on Washington, and this has actually been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks, the past weeks. But Thursday and Friday, the road closings in Washington, if you're just going to Washington, oh, have fun. According to the plan, though, somebody said this to me, the only Potomac crossing that's going to be completely closed to cars is the Arlington Memorial Bridge, which is like the main artery, just so you know. So if you live in D.C. and you're listening to America Tonight, oh, I feel you. It's exciting, right? Hopefully you can be part of it and you're not having to deal with getting around it. And speaking of the inauguration, you've got all kinds of aspects like $90 million had to be raised, which is to pay for the incredible cost of putting on the inauguration. So through private companies, et cetera, one of them's Exxon donated some money, AT&T donated some money. And this is usual fare for doing this. Obama, his administration, or, you know, they did it twice around him and then before him, the same thing. So here's another quick, interesting fact. I'm giving you a few Trump facts. Sidebar, silly things in some ways, but Twitter, is he going to use Twitter to communicate? That's a big question. He is. He's going to keep his personal Twitter account. He's not going to use POTUS. He said, you know, he's got 46 people that pay attention to him on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and that kind of stuff. So he said he'd rather let that build up and just keep it at the real Donald Trump because it's working, tweeting. And if he puts a tweet out, that's it. And if he wants to go to someplace else, he'll put it someplace else. But he says the Twitter is just, the usefulness is too big for him. Despite a Quinnipiac University poll that was released that showed 64% of American voters want him to close his Twitter account, he's like, it doesn't make any sense. So you wonder if it will be more restrained. Maybe it will be. It's certainly not going to be. I was in a private meeting today, and here's what privately was said. I mean, duh, come on. But I kind of agree. If this is how some people are hearing what's happening, then I don't know. Why would you close it? It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, so how about this? Here's a couple other quick things. BMW, Trump threatened BMW with border tax on cars that were built in Mexico, 35%. So if they want to do that in 2019, he says have at it, but you're going to have to pay the tax because I'm sticking to this. There's been a lot of conversation about Ivanka, his daughter, because her husband, they've moved to Washington, and her husband is going to be involved in what's happening in the White House. Ivanka says she's going to continue working on women's issues, and that's going to be what she does. So while rally-goers, revelers are going to be there clogging D.C. for the inauguration, what people's roles are maybe becoming a little more defined. I don't know if you ever completely 100% define the roles, but okay, so Ivanka is going to continue to work on whatever is happening women-wise. She said that when he was running. She doesn't have an official role, but she's making an effort to push for policies benefiting women and girls, and she's been seeking advice from female executives and media people, and they're reaching out to congressional staff on child care policies, and she says this is going to be something that she talks about, that she's going to try to work on that. And even though it's not in an official role, All right, so how about this? Here's a couple of other quick hits at the top. This is Martin Luther King Day. And Martin Luther King Day means people are remembering. In many cases, schools obviously are closed, post offices, you know, that kind of thing. And I was looking at some quotes, Martin Luther King quotes, and of course, I Have a Dream is the thing that everybody remembers, his speech and his role in the advancement of civil rights movement was huge, of course. And his whole idea was, no matter what, nonviolent, nonviolent, nonviolent. And I was looking at, like I said, quotes, and one of the things, one of the good quotes he said is, the time is always right to do what is right. Wow, isn't that something to think about? The time is right to always do what is right. And then faith is the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. That's just a brilliant quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And there's just so many of them. Let me give you another one. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. How about the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And so when you think of Martin Luther King, what do you think of Martin Luther? You know, what recollection do you have? And, you know, born in the 20s, late 20s, and assassinated in Memphis in 1968, and that fiery I Have a Dream speech that was so passionate is, you know, one that you can remember over and over again, and actually still being taught, you know, in history classes. So when you say MLK to people, even younger people who are so many generations removed, I think more know about him than, let's say, you would think. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up next, more conversation on what's happening in the world.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As I said, rocking into a couple of things that I say are the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. I mentioned this in the first hour, but there's a lot of conversation about Trump's people removing the press from the White House. He might kick out the press, but Priebus, who's really kind of running the show there, he says that's not necessarily true. Some of that's been exaggerated. It's the amount of press that want to be there to cover the daily briefings and whatnot. It's a room that only accommodates like 50 people, so there's conversation about moving it to a building next door, across the street. We'll see where that heads. It'll make for some interesting headlines, let's say. And it's created the buzz, not just in D.C., but I think in other places. Definitely you want access. But now if you have that much more media, is it just about media, or is it about, ugh, we don't want to deal with the media, or, you know. It's a war. Let's just say it's a war with the traditional ways of doing things versus what can happen in this new White House. Here's a big headline, and I haven't even mentioned this because, of course, we've been talking about it so much, but Obamacare and what's going to change with Obamacare and what's the replacement going to be like. Donald Trump said in an interview, the president-elect, over the weekend that he's nearing completion of a plan to replace the health care law with the goal of insurance for everybody, vowing to force drug companies to negotiate directly with the government on prices in Medicare and Medicaid. He didn't reveal any specifics, but he did say that this is the idea of the plan, because he's, you know, the Republicans are effectively saying they're going to overhaul the health policy, and he says that's what they're going to do. So there's going to be some questions, I'm sure, about the plan, and there's going to be opposition. We obviously know that. And in addition to his replacement plan for the ACA, he said he's going to target pharmaceutical companies, like I just said, over drug prices. And he says they're politically protected, but not anymore. I got to say, I like that. A couple hundred dollars for an aspirin when you go to the hospital that you can't afford is, you know, ridiculous. And he says the Congress can't get cold feet because the people won't let that happen. He did an interview with the Washington Post. So he said his plan for replacing most aspects of the health care law is almost finished. He won't give any details. He said lower numbers, lower deductibles, and he's going to unveil it with Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. That it's formulated down to the final strokes. They haven't put it in, but they're going to be doing it very soon. Wow. So that right there shows that there's going to be some action. It's going to happen right away. And what is that going to look like? And that, absolutely, if this show does one thing for you, it talks about the tsunami coming out of D.C., and that's going to be the big tsunami. What happens? Where do we go from there? What's that going to look like? How does that affect you? How does it affect me? Of course, that's big, obviously. Huge. Look down at your phone. Do you have a Samsung phone? South Korean prosecutors are looking for a warrant to arrest the head of Samsung for bribery. So check it out. Special prosecutors are trying to arrest the de facto head of Samsung, accusing him of bribery, embezzlement, perjury over his role in corruption and influence peddling that has resulted in the country's president being suspended. And this independent counsel investigating, they say it's parallel with the state prosecutors asking for this warrant for Lee Jae-young, who is the vice chair of Samsung. Boy, Samsung is taking hits everywhere. Three other Samsung officials, we'll call them, were placed under investigation, and warrants haven't been sought for their arrest yet. But the bribery thing, they must have something hardcore to be able to tie them to it. They're saying right now they've got somebody on charges of bribery and coercion and all that. And they're saying that they took money from big businesses and two foundations, and that's part of the thing. The scandal involves Samsung is suspected of agreeing to an $18 million contract with a consulting firm owned by Choi Soon-sil, who is a lifelong friend. So the country's first woman president was suspended from duty in December after they voted to impeach her. And the Constitutional Court is deciding whether to uphold the motion. Crazy. You think we got problems? No, kidding. So Samsung, once again, in the soup in a much, much different way with prosecutors going after the, like I said, de facto head of the company. But they still haven't gotten the warrant, so we'll keep our eye on that for sure. All right, let's talk more. Let's bounce back to what we care about here on this soil. And, of course, we're watching what's happening overseas. But the Trump administration is going to regulate Trump's businesses, and they're talking about conflicts. So airplanes belonging to Donald Trump's businesses are going to be inspected over the next 4 years by employees of the FAA. Some people are complaining about that. There's disputes over Trump's trademark registrations that have to be reviewed by judges that are appointed by his Commerce Secretary. His Department of Housing and Urban Development could reverse its past opposition to a lucrative sale of a large housing complex in New York, partly owned by the president-elect. The EPA will have the power to roll back clean air water rules he and other golf course owners have said are harmful to their industry. So when he takes office on Friday, he, of course, assumes control of the federal bureaucracy with a lot of power, obviously, in that. And what some are complaining about and writing about are, whoa, real estate, licensing, merchandising, his personal fortune. How do you deal with that? Well, here's the thing. If you know anything about Washington, D.C., how many lawyers are there in Washington, D.C.? I mean, there's like a joke that's ready-made for this moment. I see it as there's so many people that are going to be all over this. Very unlikely there's going to have the kind of sway over water golf courses. I don't know. Am I being naive? Of course there's going to be conflicts that are going to be, that are sitting right out there. And could, you know, let's face it, could happen. But especially the more they're out there, the more conversation. And this happens with, you know, other presidents, obviously, too, as well. I'm not being the big defender. Obviously, I'll say that word again for the 100th time. Heading into this, you know there's going to be conflicts. And there's a couple of them ready-made. where you're taking over agencies, essentially overseeing them, or your people are, that have an effect on your pocketbook. But there's so many people watching, it seems hard to believe that all of that wouldn't just get, I mean, that's like low-hanging fruit to report XYZ was voted on, this went this way. I mean, that, again, this isn't digging for anything. It would be obvious to figure out, you know what I'm saying? Be obvious to figure out what's going on in certain rulings. It's just right there. All right, how about this? This is just a crazy story I happened to see. Do you remember the Great Smog? But not in the United States, in London. And this was just in the USA Today, and it fascinated me. They had this mystery of what was this killer fog that killed thousands of people. The Great Smog, they called it. It's been in movies about Margaret Thatcher. It blanketed the capital for 5 days in 1952. I just watched The Crown, and they had a thing about that. And some think that 12,000 people were killed. They don't know the exact number. 150,000 hospitalized. Thousands of animals also died. It was during a cold snap that they had sulfur particles mixed with fumes from burning coal, and it was this yellow fog that smelled like eggs. So Londoners couldn't see their feet. Transportation was canceled. Birds flew into buildings. Robberies increased. You know, all this kind of stuff happened. And it led in that country to the Clean Air Act of 1956. So now a team of scientists believe that they've solved the mystery of the fog through lab experiments and measuring the atmosphere in China, because they've got some of the most polluted air, period. And they say that it was the study said it's the conditions, that it starts in this haze, and then these small nanoparticles happen, and the sulfate formation process only happens with ammonia, is only possible with ammonia to neutralize the particles. So it's how sulfur dioxide was turned into sulfuric acid, and they're showing this process. Crazy. Boy, and you read about that? Read about it if you don't know about it. It's nutty what happened in London. All right, so I digress. I'm going down a rabbit hole. Fabulous interview coming up next here on America Tonight.
Stood on the roof, stood so dumb. Get a better look at the better job. Big sharp pistol, ammo too. Nothing but books about the world war.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Tonight, she's in our virtual green room. It's another one of our continuing segment on It's Your Business. She's written a book called Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. Oof, that sounds good to me. Meredith Elliott Powell joins us. Hey, Meredith, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. This virtual green room is rocking.
That's right. We were going to put some Red Bull in it for you, but I think you don't need any.
that's probably true.
So I love the title. It intrigues me. Own It, Redefining Responsibility. Why do we need to redefine responsibility in companies?
Such a great question. You know, when I decided to write the book and I went to my publisher, he said, you cannot put responsibility in a title. Nobody wants to be responsible. Nobody will read it. And I said, well, that's exactly my point. It's why we need to redefine it. And in my opinion, we see responsibility. I say the word and you can feel the energy suck out of the room. We see it as like a burden, something that is being done to us. The purpose of my book was to redefine it because it is your power. It is your path to freedom. It's where once you take responsibility, the path and the choice is yours to do anything you want in your life.
Yeah, boy, and that is so true, whether it's personal or professional. But when you talk about responsibility in a work environment, when you say redefining it, does it also mean clearly having better roles for people or understanding their strengths? You know, that's a big deal now. What is somebody strong at on the team, and how do we define leadership and all of these terms that fly around the room like we're in Poltergeist and it's the furniture that's flying around and they're just words. So So how do we make those words make sense when you're in a company and you're trying to do that? You're trying to figure out the right roles.
Well, you know, in today's world, whether it be personal or professional, let's just talk about in a professional environment. You know, somewhere along the line, we made a shift where we all feel very out of control, and we're waiting for a leader to coach us, or somebody to give us a job, or somebody to promote us, or somebody to mentor us. And in redefining it, it's really about saying, what do I want to be? What are the skills that I need to get there? And how can I take responsibility to make sure that I learn and grow and invest in my company so my company is willing to turn around and invest in me?
Yep, well said. I read the book. I love the book. And one of the things that you talk about that's pretty powerful is you talk about the workforce in general and why it's important to be engaged. You know, you look at a workforce and it's fully engaged. If you have a fully engaged workforce, it's the greatest competitive advantage you have left. That's pretty powerful. Why is it the greatest competitive advantage?
You know, I would go so far as to say that it's pretty much the only one. I wrote a book called Winning in the Trust and Value Economy, all about the shifts in this economy and the fact that the world changed after 2008, that date that's burned in our memory. And basically, you know, right now, the very fact that I am in a virtual green room talks about the changes in this economy. We can be anywhere, sitting at home, in our underwear, Googling until our heart is content, and have everything we need, anything we want to buy. We can buy it anywhere in this world, anytime we want to. So this is an economy where what you sell has become a commodity, but how you sell it is your competitive advantage. Now, if you own a business, how you sell it would be so easy if you were the one who interacted all the time with your customers. But more often than not, it's your employees. So you are dependent for your success and your growth in creating an amazing customer experience, which begins with the relationship that you have with your employees, how engaged they are. And when you look at employee engagement, I mean, it impacts the bottom line. It impacts the customer experience. It impacts cash flow. It impacts productivity, efficiency. I could go on and on. If I had to tell business owners to focus on one thing as they look at improving, if they had to pour their resources into one thing, I would say get the greatest workforce you can get, and you will succeed in business today.
Yeah, and piggybacking on what you just said, one of the pretty provocative things that you go on to talk about in your book is, and it plays right off of that, is you think the workforce and having it fully engaged and ready to roll is so important that you say it's more important than the relationship you have with your customers. Wow. Is that because the customers will come and they'll be satisfied if the workforce is?
Completely. You know, I say that this is an economy where the relationship that you build with your employees is more important than the relationship that you build with your customers. And yeah, that is provocative because it makes most people go, what did she say? Because all we hear about is customer experience, make the customer happy, make the customer happy. But the customer's experience is dependent upon how much your employees care. I mean, we've all had those stories where we walked in someplace, they've paid bukus for advertising, we're walking in there to buy whatever we want to buy, and the employee ruins the experience for us. They're either complaining about their job, they don't have the knowledge, they're not interested or whatever. That in an economy where consumers have a choice, I say that customers are almost looking for a reason not to do business with you. And a bad interaction, not even bad, I don't even have to go that far, a lukewarm interaction with one of your employees just turns people off. You know, the other thing that's crazy is I feel like we have become so void of really great employees. I mean, think of this in your own mind. Like, you go to the grocery store and you get some high school kid who's into it, and he asks you how your day is, if you found everything in the grocery store. You're so blown away by that because we don't experience it anymore. You walk around town and tell everybody. So not only do you want to engage your workforce to have a great customer experience, but if you do it, you're going to stand out from your competition because it's so hard to come by in today's world.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. I love your grocery store example because I just had that happen to me. And I was so blown away that I told everyone, go there. And he was very sincere. He kept saying, how was your day? What have you done? He asked me the question, what have you done today that was fun? I was like, what? What have I done today that was fun? Are you kidding me? And he was so sincere. And I thought, wow. Even if somebody told him to do it, it certainly didn't seem that way. And it was powerful. Absolutely. It's funny that you say that. So you have a lot of statistics and real world examples in the book to prove what you're saying, you know, to just add to that and to put more layers on it, I'll say. One of the statistics is this Gallup, and I saw this maybe a month or two ago as well, where according to Gallup, 7 out of 10 workers report that they're checked out. They're checked out. 7 out of 10. That's crazy, Meredith. Is that really true?
You know, it's not only true. I talk about this in the book. I say the book's written in three sections. The first section is the nerd section that has all the stats and all the statistics. The second section is written for the leader on how to build the right culture in today's workforce. And the last section is written for the employee saying, what are you doing waiting for somebody else to engage you? It's your life. It's your career. But in the first section, not only are 7 out of 10 workers disengaged. I mean, I think it's mind-blowing that they're willing to fill out a survey that says, I don't care. I'm not interested. But Gallup went on to report that if we don't start doing something different, that if we as leaders don't begin to understand how the economy's changed, how customers have changed, and employees have changed, that statistic's going to rise in the next couple of years to 84%.
Wow.
That means that 84% of the people who you pay to come to work for you are checked out, disengaged. And I think most business owners would agree that your, you know, staff is your most expensive output, you know, and what your employees are saying, listen hard, is what we're doing as leaders is not working. We need to do something different.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the coolest thing that you found out in writing this book?
You know, wow, that's such a great question. I think the coolest thing that I found out was one I discovered on my own when I really got down there and really started doing the research was the fact that everybody talks about what's wrong with this younger generation. There's just no work ethic. There's no loyalty. There's no anything. And that is not true. So that was a cool thing to really find out. But what I discovered from that was, you know, I grew up in a world where if you went to work, you basically believe that if you worked hard, that company would still be there 30 years from now. You would probably get retirement and a pension and those types of things. And if you didn't work there anymore, it would be your job. It would be your choice to go someplace else. But the coolest thing I think that I found out was the fact that today's workers are less loyal because there's nothing to be loyal to. Pensions are off the table, retirement accounts, mergers and acquisitions can happen at any moment. And I don't care how long your company's been there, no employee believes that 100% guaranteed their job will be there. So as leaders, we need to recognize that with the staples and the traditional things off the table, no wonder employees lack loyalty. And with those things off the table, if we want to create it, we've got to put something else in its place. And that's what I wrote about in the book.
Yep, I absolutely love it. And I would be remiss not to ask you this because I do know there's another layer to you. You have this serious side of researching and finding out all this wonderful information in Own It, Redefining Responsibility. But I found out your wow is that you're a big hiker and you've actually hiked in 14 countries. And how many miles do you think you've hiked in your lifetime?
I have hiked thousands, probably close to 10,000. I don't know. I've hiked, and I'm right now I'm working on my 100 in the national parks to celebrate the national parks 100th anniversary this year.
Wow, perfect way to end this. I would love to go on a hike with you. Could we go like just a couple miles?
Oh, we'll definitely go just a couple miles. Yeah, and I'll put you on my back for the last 10.
Thank you, Meredith Elliott Powell. Pick up her book, Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. They can get it on Amazon, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can get it on Amazon.
All right. Love it. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you.
guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Take Pix and get connected today.
Joins us. He is so funny, and he's hard at work on Kevin James' new series that's coming out, and it's getting a lot of publicity now. I just saw a blurb a couple of weeks ago in USA Today about that. So, Michael, first of all, welcome, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about that, because when we last left you, you pulled up stakes and left the West Coast to go to New York. What's it been like working on this series with Kevin?
It's been pretty awesome. I tell you what, I'm living in Long Island now, which is like the most patriotic community I have ever seen in my life. It's crazy. It's the best. It's like old school Americana. So I'm really digging it. And then I'm going to be moving my show, The Flip Side, to the East Coast as well. So that's been a boatload of fun. It's weird. Like every season on The Flip Side, season one was Dallas, season two was L.A., and now season three is New York, so maybe I'll do Paris or London next year.
Nice. Good for you. That's exciting. So while all that's going on, I know you pay attention to what happens in the comedy world in general with comics and with late night guys slash comedians. And Larry Wilmore, we talked about him and of course, the big correspondence dinner that he did. And now Larry Wilmore is signing off at Comedy Central, not by choice. Comedy Central is dropping him. Are you surprised by that or no?
Not really. I mean, I've always thought, like, half the country is Republican, half the country is Democrat. pretty much. Those, like, don't quote me on that, but it's just rough guess. There's like 7 full-time comedy shows that make fun of the right. Not all of them can succeed. I mean, God bless Larry Wilmore. I hear he's a very nice and a very funny guy. But at some point, you can't have 7 shows on the air that all do the same thing. Like, oh, I'm going to tune in and get my laughs about the stupid Republicans from Samantha Bee and The Daily Show and John Oliver and Bill Maher and Larry Wilmore. And it just, like, the list can't just go on forever. So he had to go bye-bye.
And, you know, some people are talking about Wilmore and saying it, and I think what you say is dead on, that there's a saturation point, and so only a few are going to rise to the top, and the rest maybe make it in the middle, and the others would eventually get dumped off. But what's been going on is some of this backlash saying that, oh, it's because of, you know, it's the whole he's black and what he had to say out.
At the
dinner, and it was just terrible. But that's not really it, is it?
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to get wrapped up in a giant big bow of it was too brave. America wasn't ready for a show that was just ready to look and talk about race issues and political. Like, he was ahead of his time. That's what'll be the thing. Now, and this is the horrible thing to say, had that been a white guy on there, it would have been outrageous. Like, finally, the show gets canceled. He leaves in disgrace. I mean, there's just such a double standard. It's beyond ridiculous. But I want to celebrate brave Larry Wilmore and his super brave show. And he'll be back. He actually is. Now, I'm going to tell you something, the truth here. Like, that dude has a stellar reputation as a phenomenal writer and comedian. So Larry Wilmore will be back.
And isn't that the whole thing about comedy? Comedians have friends, and friends help friends. And if you're a good guy, good chick, you know, good pal, and you do what you can do, you can find gigs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be funny. Be funny first, and it's amazing. If you're a good human being, you're always going to have friends. If you're a bad human being, you're not supposed to have, unless you're Hillary Clinton. Then you can just buy them.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, there's a dig. be funny first. I love that. Be funny first. I mean, that's kind of a good question. I've had people say to me, I've dabbled a little bit in stand-up very weakly, but occasionally I'm funny, Michael. But here's the thing. People always say, well, how'd you get funny? How do you get funny? Do you think it's something like for you? Is it something you're born with? You have a natural affinity for making people laugh, or no? Can you grow it?
Well, I think there's both sides. Like me, I'm Irish Catholic family, youngest of 5 kids. Mine, literally, I've thought about it, and mine is just a desperate cry for attention. It really is. Look at me. But other people, like some people are genetically born with they have that gift of timing, and other people it can be learned. Everybody is funny. Everybody is funny. It's just how often they're funny is the big difference.
I love that. Everybody is funny. Oh, by the way, we share that. I'm from an Irish Catholic family too, and I think you're right. I mean, here's the question: when you're a kid and you have to do the whole confession thing, did you say the same thing over and over again? I broke my mother's plate.
Yeah, I had my standard go-to one. The worst is when it's, like, for real, and you haven't been in a long time. Like, you haven't been in a super long time, and you're like, oh, my Lord, I got a bunch here. I'm so glad this is anonymous.
But here's the key thing. Do you remember the prayers? Okay, like, I was just praying. Just say Hail Marys, because I got that memorized.
Yeah.
Forget the rest, right?
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the number. But it's really weird how it is, like, cathartic. Like, it works. I would recommend you feel so much better, whether it's real, whether it's fake. I totally believe in the power of confession. I don't you feel so much better when you leave. You're like, woo.
Yeah, there is something about that. The unburdening, right?
Yeah, that guy knows. I'm still walking around on planet Earth, haven't been struck by lightning. I guess it's all gonna work out.
Exactly. I think there's a bit in this. So maybe we've written
a bit. I'm writing it as we speak.
I love it. I know you're busy. You're shooting and you're working on the Kevin James deal, and we can't wait to see that. Thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And, yeah, we're on CBS this fall. It's going to be super funny. I'm very, very happy with the way this show's going.
Cool. Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Go Tribe.
Love it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a funny guy Michael is, you know, talking about. He is definitely one of the busier performers, writers in the comedy world. And he mentioned it. He's the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and The Loftus Party on radio, too. And he just has that timing. I love what he just spread for all of you to hear. Be funny first. And everybody is funny. It's just a matter of, you know, how often you're funny. I don't know. Have you met people, if you're listening to me, have you met people that just are not funny? You've never seen anything out of them that's remotely funny? Or maybe there's something funny there, but you just haven't seen it. So if you don't know The Flip Side, and this is how we found Michael, what the Flip Side is about, it's kind of like what I say on ATN. It's the other side of the news. So mixing in what's happening, the kind of that topical humor, obviously. He's got that stand-up in him and really kind of mixes it up. And his background is stand-up comedy. He's a veteran stand-up comedian, but he's also worked in TV for a lot of years. That's why he got this thing with Kevin James. As he said, it's coming up in the fall on CBS, but he worked with Charlie Sheen. There's a punchline every minute, right? But he said Charlie Sheen, and just in general, his family was incredible. If you ever watched Anger Management, if you ever watched that show, a lot of that came from the head of Michael Loftus and the rest of the comedy team that was there, of course, because it wasn't just him alone. No man is an island, or no man is funny unto himself, right? Writing all those lines. And then he also worked on George Lopez's show, too, for ABC. And the George Lopez show, boy, there was some really funny moments that I can remember in George's show. And, of course, as I said, you know, the true test or testament to Michael is where he started, got his chops, and it was doing that stand-up comedy on Comedy Central. He's had, you know, full-hour specials on Comedy Central. And also on True TV's The Smoking Gun Presents. And there's some really funny stuff there, because I know when we've had him on before, a lot of you have asked me, oh, how do I find Michael? Where do I find him? And his website's pretty easy, theloftusparty.com. And that's L-O-F-T-U-S, loftusparty.com. You can find his stuff there. And, of course, he is very, very tweetable. And his handle is his Twitter handle, kind of like in the old days when they had truckers. What's your handle? At Michael Loftus Comic. At Michael Loftus Comic. All right, hang with us. Speaking of The Flip Side, I'll meet you there.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.